On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
Okay, boys and girls out there in podcast land, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And we're going to play a little game called Rapid Fire, where Danny and I fire off trivia questions at each other and try to stump one another. All right, you ready, sir?
I am.
All right, question number one for you. What human being is in these three videos? You ready?
Okay.
Human being.
Human being, okay.
All right. Hurricanes, I'm on to you. Great Whites, Once Bitten, Twice Shy, and Steel Panthers, She's Tight. What human being appears in all three of those videos?
Oh, man, I've seen all of them, too. I'm going to say Robin Zander.
All right, I'll give you a little clue. This all human being is also in Warrant's Cherry Pie.
Oh, damn, what's her name?
Her name is the same name as a member of the New Edition.
Yeah.
Every little step I take, you will be there.
Bobby Brown.
Correct, Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown. Pretty hot. Just a little smoking hot, that's all.
Yeah, just a little bit. She was unbelievable. She's still not bad. Did you see the Steel Panther She's Tight video?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
She's also the cover person on that Lexi's Garage.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she plays Lexi's mom.
That's a great video.
Yeah. I thought they did a good job on that. Oh, Steel Panther's got a new album coming out.
Oh, cool. They're very entertaining.
They are. All right, your turn, sir.
Question number one for you. Members of which bands make up the band Contraband?
Okay, Contraband. Oh, that was Richard Black from Shark Island. Tracy Guns from L.A. Guns.
Yep.
Bobby Blotzer from Rat.
Yep.
Is her name Cher Peterson from Vixen?
Yep.
Oh, and Michael Schenker.
That's right.
The only reason I knew that is I saw them on tour.
Okay.
Well, it was supposed to be the Contraband tour with Rat and L.A. Guns, but what really happened was at the end of Rat's set, when they were doing Round and Round, since Rat was a four-piece at the time, Schenker came out and did the twin guitar solo.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then they played a couple UFO songs, and that was it. So Rat did.
Wasn't really Contraband.
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
I think Tracy Guns came out there and played with them, too, so it was basically two members. Well, Blotzer was there, so three. But who cares about Blotzer?
Yeah.
He lost, he He lost his court case.
So he can't be Rat now.
No.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah. He can change the name to Blotts, and he can make tens of dollars.
Right. Maybe 100.
Yeah, I heard he's a real bad dude.
Is he?
Seems like he's kind of a jerk. None of the other guys want to play with him. So
yeah, you gotta be you gotta have something wrong with you. You can't even be in a band.
Yeah, that whole court case is a mess, and he lost two of them.
Yeah, I think he needs to give it up. You're not in Rat.
Yeah, form a new band.
Yeah.
All right, your turn, sir.
No, it's your turn.
Oh, it is my turn.
And the contraband.
Oh shit! You're right. I'm on question two, right? I'm losing my mind. After the breakup of Thin Lizzy, John Sykes recorded a single called Please Don't Leave Me. Who sang lead vocal on that song? Great song.
Yeah, it is.
Later covered by Pretty Maids, too.
I'll say Gary Moore.
Incorrect. Phil Lynott.
What?
Phil Lynott sings lead vocals on Please Don't Leave Me.
Oh, man. I'm gonna...
Summer, I go crazy. I go fool around all the time. Great song. Great ballad.
Man, I wish that lineup had stayed together.
Yeah, I wish Phil was still alive.
Yeah. Yeah. That anniversary was just recent, like 31 years.
God, has it been that long? Yeah, that was a sad day.
That's one of the few bands that I really wish I'd seen back in the day.
Yeah, me too.
Thin Lizzy and Queen. Wish I'd seen Queen.
And they toured together in 77.
Ugh.
But, Thin Lizzy dropped off the tour just as they were getting big because Phil Lynott got, when he turned yellow, what's the disease?
Jaundice.
No, it wasn't jaundice. It was something like that, but yeah.
Leprosy?
What's that?
Hepatitis?
Not leprosy.
Hepatitis.
Yeah, that's what he had, hepatitis, yeah. Yeah, your mic is going in and out.
Oh, man. Okay, I'll try to be still.
Stop moving! Okay, it's your turn. Can you hear me?
I'm not moving.
Okay, you're dick.
Okay, question number two for you. What is the highest charting single for Rat?
Oh, it's got to be Round and Round.
That is correct. Can you tell me how high it got on the U.S. charts?
I'm going to guess 13.
Oh, close. It was number 12.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, no, that was close enough. It got to number 4 in the U.K. charts, but very nice.
Okay. Final question for you, number 3. Raven drummer Rob Hunter. What is his nickname?
That's Wacko.
Correct.
Yeah, those guys are insane, man.
And great.
Such a fun band to watch. I saw them once on the Kill 'Em All for One tour with Metallica. And then again, they had another drummer in They toured. I don't remember what album it was, but I saw them in a little club in Georgetown near D.C. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I had a similar experience. Saw them with Metallica opening the first time. Then they came back. Anthrax was opening for them. And that they had Neil Turbin in the band at the time. So this is before Joey Belladonna.
Wow.
And I remember the look on Scott Ian's face when they came out to start the show. The crowd went crazy for him, and he looked like he was shocked.
No, I bet.
New York band coming out for the first LA show, and people were into it. You know, because that was the days of, you know, tape trading, and people always wanted to discover new bands. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Got a hero's welcome that day.
Yeah, that would be shocking coming from New York, and you have no idea what you're going to get.
Yeah. They figured L.A., oh, they're soft, but no, they were into that stuff at the time.
Oh, yeah. Okay, final question for you. I just want a number, but we can talk about the...
Four. Specific...
Nope.
Damn it.
How many top 10 U.S. AOR singles did Billy Squire have? Billy Squire.
Billy Squire, top 10 singles.
In U.S. AOR chart.
U.S. AOR chart? There's a U.S. AOR chart?
There is.
Not to be confused with the Billboard singles chart?
That's correct.
Where do you get this from?
From my ass.
Okay, okay, I'm going to say five.
You'd be close. It's seven.
Oh, okay. What the hell? The U.S. AOR chart. Where's that?
A lot of singles. A lot of singles on that. But the top, the ones in the top 10 were The Stroke, number 3. In the Dark, number 7. Love that song. Everybody Wants You, of course. That was number 1. Rock Me Tonight, that went to number 1. All Night Long was number 10. Don't Say You Love Me was number 4, which I thought should have been higher. And She Goes Down was number 4 also.
Yeah, Billy Squire's got some good songs, good albums, especially the ones he made towards the end where his record company ignored him.
Yeah, all his albums are great, I thought. First few were awesome. The last bunch were great.
Yeah, and genius business move getting all his whole catalog back and all his masters back. Yeah, his record company didn't want to promote him. They wanted out of the deal. They gave him all that stuff back, and he's become a multimillionaire because of it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he's been sampled so many times.
Yep.
There's
The Big Beat alone.
And yeah.
The Stroke.
Unbelievable. And the one, the riff to Everybody Wants You, that's been sampled many times.
And he just goes to his mailbox and collects checks.
Cha-ching.
Good for him.
Yeah, the one downfall of his career was that video with him prancing around in a pink shirt. But
That killed it, but, you know, she's made a living off of that. So
that's too bad, you know, if everybody could follow that model and own their own songs.
Yeah, the only bands that I know, I think Triumph does, Motley Crue and Metallica owns all their stuff. But most of the time, these guys sign their lives away.
Yeah, I think they hit it big. Yeah.
All right, so that ends that.
The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio, which features the best of the 70s and 80s hard rock and beyond, 24 hours a day, and can be heard on iTunes, Orange Radio, Streama, Radio.net, Shoutcast, and Radionomy.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen out there, it's time to play Who the Hell Is This? Where, I take a song and chop it up into four parts. And Danny here will try to guess the name of the artist and name of the song based on the little clips he hears from the song. And please go ahead and play along at home. So go ahead, Danny, play clip number one.
Clip number one.
Hey. Any clue?
Is that Saxon?
Incorrect. All right. Terrible guess. Okay. All right. First clue is that this song came out in 1985, and it's a band originally from San Diego.
Okay, here's clip number two.
Any clue?
The vocalist sounds familiar, but from San Diego.
But they, they moved to L.A. from San Diego.
Is it Lizzie Borden?
Incorrect, but not a bad guess. All right, your next clue is the lead singer of this band. Actually, I don't know if this is, like, this is real obscure trivia, but when Paul Sorrentino left Rough Cut, this guy replaced him for a brief moment in Rough Cut. Play clip three.
Is that Mark Tornillo singing?
Negative. Or Mark
No, the guy that's in Accept now.
Oh, no, it is not.
Okay. How about...
That would have been a good guess, though.
My other guess would be... Oh, shoot. I had somebody else in mind. I don't know. I don't know who that is.
Okay, your final clue is this guy. The lead singer's name is Perry Moore McCarty, and he also fronted Steve Stevens' Atomic Playboys band. I don't know if you remember them. So play clip number four.
All right. We are Is that Ron Keel?
Incorrect.
Oh.
Not a bad guess, though.
Man, sounds just like him.
Can you guess the song?
Fighting for the Earth.
Correct, Fighting for the Earth. Came out in 1985. The name of the band was Warrior.
Oh, man, where do you get this crap?
So there's a video for it. The reason it came on my radar when I moved to L.A., KMET, this song was on one of those radio albums from KMET. They hell out of this song over here.
Really?
Yeah. Played all the time. It's a great tune, but the band never took off.
No.
It's one of those. Wow. Just, yeah, Warrior, Fighting for the Earth. Killer song.
Who does the original?
That is the original.
Oh, okay. All right.
And it's not the same Warrior that Vinnie Vincent was in, because Vinnie Vincent had that Warrior with the New England guys.
Right.
That flopped, didn't take off. This band took up the name Warrior, released the album. They got a little traction in the UK, but did nothing in the States, and then they were gone.
All right.
So, wow. Yeah, that's why. That's how you play Who the Hell Is This? But I'm sure there's some people out there, come on, that was an easy one. And there'll be other people like your brother saying, who the hell is that? I never heard of those guys.
Exactly.
The Hard Rocking Trivia Show can now be found on YouTube. So please search for us and subscribe to the channel.
All right, so it's my turn to try to guess one of yours.
Okay, so Mark, are you ready for a little Who the Hell Is This?
Yes.
All right, so go ahead and play clip number one.
All right. Okay, I think I know the name of the song, but I have no clue who's doing it. Is the song Word Up by Cameo?
That is correct.
Right, but I don't know who the frick is doing it. I'm going to guess, is it the Galactic Cowboys?
No, it is not.
Oh.
Go ahead and try. I don't know the year that this came out, but it was late 80s. So, or maybe early 90s.
All right.
Clip number two. Word up.
Yeah, I got no vocals on that one. Oh, let's see. Is it Stuck Mojo?
No, but I think clip number three might get you a little closer. That's got some vocals in it.
All right. Yo, pretty ladies around the world, got a weird thing to show you, so tell all the boys and girls, tell your brother, your sister, and your mom. We're about to go down, and you know just what to do. Is it an American band, an English band?
I believe they're an American band, but I'm not sure from where.
Okay. I don't know. Oh. You think
let me see if I can get the name of the album here. Okay, it was from an album called Swagger.
Swagger?
Yep.
Any idea what year came out?
No, I can...
All right, my guess is it Faith No More.
No!
That is incorrect. One more clip. Oh, don't be all disappointed. You came out with Warrior. God.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Boy, it's a good song, though. Do you dance quick or not? Oh, is it? Oh, I'm going to go obscure. Is it SR-71?
No, it is not. A little bit more earlier than that.
Who the hell was that?
That was Gunn.
Oh, God. Gunn. I think you've done that one before.
I might have. It's been a few years, but I might have done that on a cover this version.
Yeah, you probably stumped me then, too. Gunn is from, I think they're... either Irish or from the UK.
All right.
So they're definitely not American. So you threw me. I was almost going to guess Korn, because I think Korn did a version of that song too, but it didn't sound like Korn at all to me, so I didn't bother even guessing it. So, well, that's how you play Who the Hell Is This, because I never heard that.
Who the hell was that?
Yeah. So if you liked some of the stuff we just played for you, go out and buy it.
Go buy it.
Amazon or wherever you go to listen to your music. Yeah, go support these bands.
Yeah, there's some great music out there.
Because they're certainly not making any money off of us. Because this this show generates nothing.
$0.
So if one person goes out there and buy it, you know, we've got them a snack at least, right?
Exactly.
I don't know how much they would get. If you went on iTunes and bought a song for like $1.29, the band probably gets 10 cents of that.
I think that's what they'd get.
So, you can't even get a stick of gum. So, let's say 10 of you go out there and buy it, right? That's $1.
Then they can get a Snickers bar.
Now, I can't even get a Snickers bar for $1. You're going to get one of those crackers and the six-pack of crackers with the cheese or the peanut butter inside. You can get those from 7-Eleven, I think, for 69 cents or 99 cents, something like that.
Well, that's worth it then.
There you go. So, go out and buy the damn thing.
Nice.
I think we're done.
And we're done.